Welcome to Talking Music here on KVNF. I'm Lawrence Hancock, and I'm here at KVNF in the Bamboo Room with local band Clifton Hanger. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, Lawrence. How are you?
Good, brother.
Doing well. Glad to be here. Glad y'all are here. Let's have you introduce yourselves and what instruments you play.
I'm Reader Goldman, and I play lead guitar.
My name is Josh Hollenbeck, and I play the mandolin.
Jeremy Wagner, I play the drums.
Playing bass, and my name's Caleb Griffin.
Glad y'all are here. What do y'all go play for us first?
We're going to play a tune. Wrote it a while back. It's called Night or Day. It's
original? Yours, yeah?
Original tune of ours, yeah. Here we go. Hope you like it.
This winding road never seems to end. Patterns in life never seem to bend. At the bottom of the hill, you know I look to the top. Wondering what we forgot. Wondering if it's night or day. sunrise on my face. You know I got nothing more to say. Cause I'm feeling free. I never did what I was told. Living this life till the day I'm old.
So that was one of your originals.
Yeah, Caleb, we wrote that together as a band. Reader kind of came up with the guitar riff, and one day we were jamming in a friend of ours house, and lyrics started coming out. Just thinking about some old times, cruising around Front Range in Boulder.
Right, right. I'm glad y'all started with an original. Based on some small polling last night, I was advised to ask you about some originals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, we kind of wrote, I remember that song specifically, we were like, just jamming out of practice, and normally our songs are kind of written separately, and like kind of pieces kind of come together, like I'll write part of it, Caleb comes and finishes the rest of it, you know, kind of thing, and the somebody does the lyrics or somebody does the music. But this one, I just remember because we were all jamming and it just kind of like happened.
It just kind of happened all at once.
It just flew out, yeah. So
that's cool.
That one was pretty cool, yeah.
So how did y'all meet?
Me and Caleb grew up with each other.
Yeah, I met Reader when he was like 12, 13, punk kid skateboarding around Boulder.
Yeah, and cool. Caleb and I played in a band called Jericho 2 years ago, something like that. And yeah, that band kind of just fizzled out. And
we got Clifton Hanger
now. Yeah, we started Clifton Hanger, yeah.
Reader and I, when we met when we were kids, we would play. There was a whole group of us, like all the Boulder kids, and we'd go out to our buddy's barn, and we would just play all night, man. It was fun, and few of those people have like gone apart and started bands that have either succeeding or failed, or just like there's some of them are still playing together and some of them still play with us. But it was cool when I re-met Reader, found out he was living in Carbondale. I was like, dude, come over to Paonia, man, let's start this band. And right around that time was when everything else was kind of fading out for me, and so it was like we grabbed Turtle, and we had another buddy of ours playing drums in the beginning, and he ended up moving to Hawaii. He's doing his thing out there, and we got Jeremy here now. He's our saving grace.
Speaking of meeting in Boulder, what are the major differences playing here versus the Front Range?
It's funny. There's a lot more people on the Front Range to play in front of, but I like playing up here better. I know every single person, you know what I mean, in the crowd pretty much. And there's just like, there's kids everywhere. There's dogs everywhere, you know what I mean? People, it's just way more of a open community that everybody knows each other. Front
more
Range
of a
is
family.
More of a city, you know what I mean? You just like, you could play a show and all of a sudden there'd be 1,000 people, but at the same time you're not going to know really one of those people, or you'll get a show that there's 2 people, you know what I mean? It's just unpredictable, the Front Range. Out here we just know like that there's going to be a crowd and our people and like our family and community, like you, Lawrence, man. We love having you at our shows. You're our favorite, man.
I stand out is what you're saying?
No, we love you, man.
What style of music got you into learning and playing music, and what did you hear like around the house when you were growing up?
A lot of jam band music, rock and roll, funk, soul. One of my biggest inspirations is the Grateful Dead and Widespread Panic, The Meters. I don't know. We love all sorts of music. We're all kind of from the same background, but we all have our own like specific little weird genres that we listen to that we kind of can bring together. And
everything from country to hip-hop.
Yeah, country to hip-hop, man.
Right.
We listen to it all. So not saying that we have hip-hop in our music, but...
Definitely in the influence.
In the influence, yeah.
So you mentioned the Grateful Dead and Widespread Panic. Are they like overall influences for the band?
Oh,
is there other overall influences for Clifton Hanger?
I mean,
I would say so.
What's it been like writing music together?
It's been awesome.
It's been great, man.
Yeah, it's funny though. It usually happens, the songwriting, in when the springtime hits. We know summer's on the way. The wintertime, it's for me, like I've noticed with this band especially, like we always start writing our songs at the beginning of the summer when the music season's coming. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to write as much as I can in the winter, but
yeah,
it doesn't.
You want to write in the winter.
You want
but
to write, yeah.
It never happens.
We're springtime writers.
So what are you going to play next?
We're going to play this
one
song.
Of our first originals. Reader came up with this one mostly.
I came kind of out to Paonia in a rough patch in my life, and basically Paonia is the meadow. It's a metaphor for Paonia. And it's basically when I got here, Paonia saved my life, you know what I mean? And so this song is just explaining how Paonia could save anyone's life. Yeah, this is the meadow.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talking Music on KVNF. I'm Lawrence Hancock, and I'm talking with local band Clifton Hanger.
How did you come up with the band name?
Yeah, so Clifton Hanger basically came from Brent Midland from the Grateful Dead. He was the keyboardist through the 80s, and he would use that name to sign into hotels and bars and clubs so people wouldn't realize he was coming. And I heard that name from my mom, and I really thought that that was a cool name, and it just sounded good. And so I knew once I had a band, that would be our band name. And it was an old cowboy folklore that cowboys would basically pray to Clifton Hanger when they would rob banks, trains. Yeah.
We've heard a couple of originals now. When can we expect an album from Clifton Hanger?
We're working on it. We're probably going to wait until we got like a fat, like, punch you in your face album, you know?
I'll play it from a distance.
Yeah. And we got to get in that studio, too.
What have some of the challenges been for you as a band?
Definitely money, you know, is a big part of just being a musician.
Finding a drummer.
Yeah, finding a drummer.
We got three fathers in the band, too, so that makes things interesting as well.
Hey, I have a dog.
Reader's got a dog.
What does the summer look like for you guys?
Working and playing music, man, as much as we possibly can. We got a couple shows coming up here on May 25th. We're playing at Western Culture Creamery, which is over on Matthews Lane. I don't know the exact address, but it will be on our Facebook and Instagram. We have a big thing coming up this summer in August, August 23rd and 24th. We're going to be playing a little festival at Big B's Delicious Orchards, and it will be us and a band called Flash Mountain Flood. They're from the Front Range. You should check them out. But yeah, it will be at the end of August. There's going to be vendors and workshops and camping and food and yeah, so come on by and have a good time with us this August. And we're just now announcing it, so there'll be posters and flyers and stuff online. So,
camping event.
Yeah, camping event. We're trying to make this a continued thing. And Hard Press will be playing as well.
Well, now you mentioned finding out the information on your Facebook page and whatnot. Where can our listeners find your music and stay up to date on your upcoming shows?
Basically, live is one of the only ways you can see us, but we're
we got a couple things on YouTube, but they're pretty old. Really, it's come see us play and help film us on your phone and throw that on YouTube for us. Then
we'll be recorded. Just look up Clifton Hanger on Facebook or Instagram. Clifton Hanger Band on Instagram.
Yeah, if you follow our social media, you'll be kept up to date on when we actually release an album. So.
And we're working on one slightly in Longmont. We just got to make sure we have the funds to get down there. You know what I mean? So we're just playing as much as we can until we can afford to make an album.
Anything you want to add to this whatsoever?
All in all, I'm just really glad to be living in this beautiful place with a bunch of beautiful people playing beautiful music, man.
And come check out our music live. That's where we really shine. That's our, we let loose. We jam.
It's a fun time. All right. You've been listening to Talking Music for KVNF. I'm Lawrence Hancock. And we'll go out on one more track from local band Clifton Hanger. Thanks for tuning in. Tell us about the song on your way out.
This is Bring the Rain. We wrote this one during our drought last year. And this is a song basically to call to the rain.
And it worked.
And it worked, yeah, I guess, right now.
Butterflies in my mind, I need to shake what's over me. Look at the
tree. Oh, take away your disease. Throw away your keys. I'm gonna teach you how to fly. Look at the sky. It'll make you realize I don't need your love. I'll be in the clouds above, in a city filled with pain. It's time to breathe the rain. Cause I know that I'm free. Oh, in this breeze, it'll take away your disease. Freedom lies ahead, oh, in your mind. The power.